Hi, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal with the OU, and today we are doing the 11th chapter of Parah, Mishnahs 3 and 4. Devela shel truma, a fig cake that is truma, shenafla latoch mechatas unatalav achla, which fell into chatas water, water that already has the ashes, and then it was taken out of that water and eaten. Im yesh bo kebeya, if it has the size of an egg to it, Bain Tamea, Bain Tahara, whether or not that fig cake was impure or pure before going into the Mechatat, Hamayim Tamein, the water becomes impure. Va'ochla Chayav Misa, and the person who eats that fig cake is Chayav Misa. Ein Ba Kabeya, if it's not the size of a Beya, Hamayim Taharin, the water is still Tahor. Va'ochla Chayav Misa, but the eater is still Chayav Misa, and this is according to Rav. This is according to the Tanakhama. Rav Yossi Omer, Pitahora, that if somebody is Tahor, if the fig cake was Tahor, Hamayim Taharim, then the water remains Tahor in either case. Hatahor Lechatas, Shehiknis Rosho Verubo Latoch Mechatas Nitma. A person who is tahor lechatas, again, obviously we're talking about kohanim in these cases, shehiknis rosho haruba, and enters his head and most of his body within the chatas water, he becomes impure. So, first of all, as we said, this is water that has already had the ashes added to it, and the fig cake falls into it. So once the fig cake falls into it and becomes wet, it now becomes makabel the tuma, right? So now, if it becomes tuma, and if it's bigger than the size of an egg, it now makes the water tame as well. And the person who eats it is eating tame, and therefore the person who's eating it becomes tame when they touch it. They're eating truma. And so, therefore, they deserve death. Now, we're not talking about actual death here, but since it's in the category of Chayav Karas, because you don't actually get death for eating impure truma, but since it's that in that category, that's why it says Chayav Misa. Now, if it's not the size of an egg, so then the food itself does not convey impurity to the person who's eating it. So, therefore, the water does not make the water impure. It does not make the water impure. But the person touching it still becomes tame from touching chatas water, and therefore is also chai of misa for eating it. Rav Yossi says if the fig cake was pure, then the water stays pure, because he believes that something pure for truma cannot render chatas water impure. But this is not halach lemaisa. Now, if someone who is pure for chatas goes ahead and puts his head and most of his body into the chatas water, so he's immersing in drawn water, and chatas water is drawn water, so he is becoming impure. He is conveying that impurity back to the chatas water. All right, and so unlike the person who is pure for chatas and is rendered impure by chatas water, but does not make the chatas water impure, in this case he does. Mishnah 4. Kol hata'un bias mayim midivrei Torah. Anybody who requires to have tevila, to go into the mikvah according to the Torah, mitame yes hakodesh, will convey impurity to Kodesh, Ves HaTruma, Ves HaChulin, to Truma and to Chulin, Ves HaMeiser, and to Meiser Sheni, V'Aser Al Bias HaMikdash, and cannot enter into the sanctuary. La'achar Biaso, after he does do Tefillah, but before sunset, Mitameyas HaKodesh, he does convey impurity to Kodesh, U'Pasol Es HaTruma, he makes Truma unfit, but does not convey impurity to it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, pasul b'kodesh u'b'truma, he renders kodesh and truma unfit, umutzer b'chulin u'b'maiser, but he's permitted ordinary food and maiser sheni. V'im ba'al ha'mikdash, and if he comes into the sanctuary, bein lifnei biyaso, bein la'ach biyaso, whether or not it was before he went to the mikvah or after, but still before sunset, he's chayav for going into the mikdash. Now he can go into the female part of the mikdash. He's not allowed to, but if he does, he's not chayav. However, if he goes into the male part of the mikdash, he's chayav. So we're talking about anybody who requires immersion according to the Torah law here for touching a primary source of tumah, and that when he touches these things, the kodesh, the truma, the ordinary food, the maaser, he himself has first degree tumah because he touched a primary source of tumah, and therefore he conveys second degree tumah to ordinary food and to maaser. Now these things, these second degree impurities that he just conveyed, can convey themselves third degree impurity to truma, which can then convey fourth degree impurity to kodesh. And again, Meiser is talking about Meiser Sheni. Meiser Rishon would be included in ordinary foods. Now, after he's immersed, but before the sun sets, he conveys impurity to Kodesh, right? So he now only has second degree impurity, not first. So if he touches Truma or Kodesh, he gives them third degree Tuma. And if they then contact Kodesh, it gives it fourth degree impurity. And it renders Truma not impure, but unfit. If he touches truma, he's second, so he's giving third-degree impurity to it, which makes it unfit. But third-degree impurity, which then touches truma, does not make it unfit. So it can't convey. So it's unfit, but it can't convey beyond that. The Chacham, however, say that both kodesh and truma are unfit. Again, this is someone who went to the mikvah but hasn't hit sunset yet. Because just as he renders the truma only unfit, but it can't convey that, he also only makes kodesh unfit, third degree impurity, which does not convey fourth degree impurity. Everybody agrees that he's permitted to eat ordinary food and maaser, the person who's went to the mikvah and hasn't hit sunset yet. But again, if he goes to the mikdash, then like we said before, he is chayev. Thank you and have a great day.